This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Ladies and gentlemen, on yesterday's show, we presented a bit that we frankly felt had great potential but did not live up to our expectations. We felt, in fact, that the material that we presented yesterday could have been done in a much more focused and, frankly, in a much more funny manner. That's why today on the Phil Hendry Show, we're going to do that bit one more time, only this time we're going to change the approach and the focus a bit. So here then is Ted Bell and the Shrimp Cocktail Hour with a slightly different approach. And let's see how it works today. Go ahead, bud.
Everybody ready? Stand by. You ready, Phil?
I'm ready.
Mr. Bell is on the line. Mr. Bell, are you ready?
Ted, are you there?
Right here, Phil.
All right. And action.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Hi, everybody. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. With the sale of every shrimp cocktail, we'll donate money to stem cell research. We think it's so very, very, very vitally important. Come on down.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
And, of course, Ted Bell does join us from Beverly Hills. Ted is the owner of Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, where you are in the middle of... Did you see President Bush's speech?
Oh, I saw it. I was very compelled by it. I am very heartened, too, Phil, I think, by a lot of what he said, and I think the medical community is.
That he's going to allow limited funding of stem cell research.
Limited funding. But let's not forget, Phil, that we do need private funding. I think a lot of the private research that's being done is very, very valuable. Once again, I don't think we can fall back on the government for everything. So what we're doing at Ted's of Beverly Hills, and with the kind offices of your program, Phil, we're raising money for stem cell research through the sale of our shrimp cocktail. With the sale of each shrimp cocktail, we donate a portion of those proceeds.
Now I got to tell you something, and I heard that you were going to do this. I think there's a very macabre tie-in between you guys selling shrimp cocktail and giving the money over to... You know what I'm talking about, stem cell research. You're selling the shrimp cocktail because they look like fetuses.
Phil, I wanted to...
Isn't that true, though?
Hold on. Before you start playing journalist, I want people to know where that money is going, that those embryos will be saving lives. And I don't have to tell you about the kids who have been crippled in football practice, about a lot of the people. So I got together with our head chef, Paul Compton, along with our maitre d', who's Carmen Parica, and we asked ourselves what dish best illustrates stem cell research on embryos, and yes, we came up with a shrimp cocktail. I think it really says, when you look at shrimp cocktail, you are reminded of the vital work that scientists are doing with stem cell research.
And I think... It's just a sickening thing, man, okay?
You don't try and win brownie points with your audience by being the contradictory talk show host, Phil. I think we need to keep our eye on the ball.
And I'm not trying to win brownie points with my audience, all right? I'm just telling you that I think it is an ill-conceived idea.
We are trying to help people with Parkinson's, the Chris Reeves of the world. The shrimp cocktail promotion is going to help people, and for you to come on and begin to draw these analogies, I think is very, very unfair.
Who's going to want to eat Ted, can I ask you a question?
Phil, I'm right here. If you want to ask me questions, okay. If you want to indict me for doing what I think is good work.
No, I just want to ask you a simple question. Who's going to want to eat shrimp cocktail after you told them it illustrates embryos for stem cell research?
People who support the research. And there are millions of Americans who are...
But they're going to be disgusted by that.
Let me tell you something. We are talking about Big Pacific Prawns, a spicy cocktail sauce, 4 big prawns per serving, all in the delicious lemon juice. And these prawns, if you want to relate it to fetuses and stem cell research, they probably would resemble a fetus that's 6 weeks along.
This is what I'm talking about, okay? This is exactly what I'm saying. This is, even if I'm 100% behind stem cell research, I wouldn't want to eat shrimp cocktail because it's like I'm eating fetuses. Don't you understand?
I think that's very childish.
But you're the guy that...
No, I think that is very, very... No one is suggesting that you're eating fetuses.
Okay. And I could be getting something... You said that shrimp cocktail best illustrates a fetus.
Yes.
Then you're thinking about it like an aborted fetus.
No, you look at it, you say to yourself, the experience is this, Phil, for I think for mature thinkers. The experience is you look at the shrimp cocktail that we serve you. You say to yourself and to the people around you, look at how much this reminds you of, yes, a bloody fetus that may be used in stem cell research. And then you put that out of your mind and you say, well, time to eat. And you see, Phil...
Time to eat.
You put it out of your mind. An adult compartmentalizes his thinking. He's able to think one thing. He's able to do something else. A child cannot, and I think you're getting dangerously close to immature thinking here.
You know what, Ted? You're hurting the stem cell research movement, in my opinion.
Well, I think it's easy to throw that hand grenade and run off.
Hold on. I'm going to let you get your say in here. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills, who is raising money for stem cell research, which I understand private. Is that right, Mike? Because we heard President Bush last night. That was all about federal funding. We're talking now about private funding, and he is trying to raise money for the private funding of stem cell research. I just believe that shrimp cocktail, you know, do you relate it? All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. If I sound a little apoplectic, it's because that I am. Don't you agree that it's a little macabre and sickening?
I think for a child, yes. I think for adults and people who think like adults, no. In other words,
I can come in, I'll sit down at your restaurant.
You come on into Ted's of Beverly Hills, we'll give you the shrimp cocktail. And what we do, Phil, is we have our waiters go from table to table. We've got a beautiful ice tray cart, a beautiful ice sculpture. Would you like? And basically what we have our waiters saying is, we are raising money for stem cell research, for private research here at Ted's of Beverly Hills. Would you care for some shrimp cocktail? As you know, this shrimp cocktail that we're presenting to you reminds all of us of the many fetuses that gave their lives to try to...
That's just great. That's just great. Of the many fetuses...
Oh, can I finish what I'm saying?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I got to hear how you're going to get your way out of this one.
No. Don't tell me about the restaurant business, Phil, because now you're starting to make me angry.
I'm not. Go ahead. Tell me what the waiters are saying.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have our shrimp cocktail cart. Our servers are instructed to say it's a beautiful ice-laden cart. They're instructed to say, would you be interested in donating money for stem cell research with the purchase of our delicious shrimp cocktail? The shrimp and cocktail sauce remind us of the fetus and the blood it spills in order to provide life for so many. Now, how many would you like?
And I'm supposed to sit there and say, good, man, I'll take about five, huh? Is that what I'm supposed to say?
If you're an adult, yes.
You're hurting your business.
Don't tell me about the restaurant business, Phil, and don't tell me about fundraising. I've raised plenty of money for charities.
Is that right? Well, I've raised about $500,000 for my friend's place over the last 4 years, so I think I...
$500,000.
I think I know.
Woo! Try 5 to 10 million. I know food. I know fundraising for charities.
Who's your head waiter over there? Tony now?
Tony has been our head. You know Tony's been our head waiter for 25 years.
And you got him going table to table. I know he's a very devout Catholic. And it,
that's good. He does what I tell him to do.
I know that he's a pro-life guy.
He does what I tell him to do. And he's going to go table to table with a shrimp cocktail. We're raising money for stem cell research. Yes, I know it reminds you of a bloody fetus. But if you think about the lives it's going to save, and let me tell you something, Phil, if you do think about the lives that stem cell research is going to save, you don't mind eating shrimp cocktail, even if it does remind you of a miscarried fetus.
Oh, God.
You see, you're a child.
No, I really don't think so. I think I'm just a... I think maybe I got a weak stomach or something.
I think you're thinking like an immature child.
I don't think so. Are you selling a lot of shrimp cocktail?
Well, the promotion is starting this weekend.
This weekend?
That is correct.
1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. So the Ted Bell at Ted's of Beverly Hills is raising money for stem cell research by selling shrimp cocktail and is making no secret of the fact that the shrimp cocktail, the shrimp in the cocktail sauce, is reminiscent of the fetuses that are giving their lives for stem cell research. But then after you think that, put it out of your mind and order some because it's delicious. And I'm immature. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, Ted of Ted's of Beverly Hills is with us. We're talking to him about the sale of shrimp cocktail at his restaurant this week to fund stem cell research. You've made no secret out of the fact that Ted, that
I really wish you'd get off of this, Phil. This tie-in between the shrimp cocktail and the way a fetus looks. We have obviously done a tie-in.
Yeah, and people are buying this stuff.
Well, I'll tell you what, Phil, if you're some kind of a pro-life, Bible-thumping Christian bigot, and you don't believe that stem cell research should be done...
No, I didn't say that I was any of that. I just think that having a...
If that grosses you out, then maybe you ought to take another look at your religious beliefs, all right? Because if you're some kind of a Bible-thumper, if you're some kind of a religious bigot who doesn't take the...
Just because I'm grossed out by shrimp cocktail... representing bloody fetuses doesn't mean that I'm a Bible-thumping bigot, okay? And it doesn't mean...
Well, I'll tell you right now, what I do at the restaurant and what a lot of us do is we will go over to the table, I will ask the people, are you interested in getting the shrimp cocktail? The money goes to fund stem cell research. People will say yes, people will say no. A lot of these people would say no, though. You know right away what you're dealing with. You're dealing with a lot of these Bible-thumpers. You're dealing with a lot of these right-wingers. They say, oh, I don't want to eat the shrimp cocktail because it reminds me of a bloody fetus. Oh, I see. So you blow up abortion clinics, don't you?
Jesus, you're making that kind of a leap of faith?
Well, what else could it be? And I think that you're pro-life.
I'm not pro-life. I've never said that I was pro-life. I've never blown up an abortion clinic. I've never killed an abortion doctor, all right? It's just difficult for me to get shrimp down my throat after you've told me, hey, don't that remind you of a six-week-old fetus?
And an adult can, as I said, an adult can compartmentalize. Now, what I do is...
An adult can compartmentalize. So immediately I put that out of my mind. I say, well, look at that. It looks like a bloody fetus. Well, okay, now that I got that down, I think I'll have some because it sure is delicious.
Well, I'll tell you something right now. I challenge you or anybody to come into Ted's of Beverly Hills and tell me we haven't got the greatest shrimp cocktail with the big jumbo prawns, big Pacific...
Yeah, big Pacific jumbo prawns with the cocktail sauce and the lemon juice and everything else. I got it. 1-800-449-8686. Tucker, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I thought it was kind of sick that you were comparing a human life to a shrimp cocktail. You know, it's very devaluating to a human life.
It's devaluating?
Yes.
Oh, is that a word? Tucker, that's not a word. Let me explain something to you. First of all, what we're doing is we are raising money for stem cell research. We're raising money to try to get people much better than they are right now. And we're trying to let people know where that stem cell research comes from a fetus. You're aware of that, right?
Yes.
Okay. And so we want them to appreciate that. And that's why what we do is we present them with the shrimp cocktail. We were the first restaurant to put lemon juice on shrimp cocktail. I don't know if you're, are you coming to California anytime soon? I invite you over to our restaurant, Tucker. Okay. I think you'll enjoy it. I think a lot of that pro-life stuff that you've been thinking about down south, I think it'll just go right out of your head. And you'll become a guy that appreciates shrimp cocktail. And
I might enjoy shrimp cocktail.
I bet you do. And the next time you have some shrimp, I want you to think about a fetus that gave it...
Why are you doing that, man? Because it's making me want to vomit. Just forget about the fetus thing. Just sell your shrimp cocktail and make your money. And don't keep reminding me of the fact that the jumbo prawn looks like a fetus 6 weeks on.
If you don't do that, Phil, people do not understand what is at stake with stem cell research.
Can't it be just sort of some kind of a, I don't know,
sort of an atmospheric, kind of just a nebulous thing?
Yeah, what do you got to...
Look at how gutless you are. You know, you just don't want to look at the facts. And the facts are that a fetus is going to give its life to get you walking out of your wheelchair. Christopher Reeve is the first guy that ought to be in here. As a matter of fact, I tried to call his publishing house. He said, get Chris Reeve over here.
Now, why would you do that to him?
Oh, he's on TV. He's talking about how he can't walk and he loves stuff. Yeah? Well, come on over and have a shrimp cocktail. Come on, Chris. Don't worry. We'll have someone there to feed you.
Sound like you don't want Christopher Reeve to get better.
I want him to get better. I just want him to know what's at stake.
Sounds to me like you're pro-life.
Not at all.
1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills is giving is selling shrimp cocktail, and you're going table to table, pushing it on people.
We're not pushing it. I'm saying, would you like our shrimp cocktail? There's the display. doesn't it look like a bloody miscarried fetus? And the people will say no, and I'll go, well, if you're some kind of a Nazi fascist abortion clinic.
You're out of your freaking mind.
How dare you?
Yeah, that's me. Here's Becky on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, hi. I'm definitely pro-choice.
You're pro. Now, which one is that?
What do you mean? What?
I don't know which side. That pro-choice is what?
I'm all for what, you know, abortion or whatever, but this
you
is wanna, sick.
You shoot abortion doctors?
No.
No.
She's pro-choice.
What is?
Yeah.
Which side is that? Do you
I'm
like?
Saying,
what?
I'm saying you.
I don't know.
Limit.
It's the ones that believe a woman ought to have a right to have an abortion.
Right.
There you go. Then you should come into our restaurant, Becky, and help support this vital work.
That's fine, but who wants to eat shrimp cocktail when you're talking disgusting like that?
Well, I don't understand. If you're an adult, you can say, okay, yes, it does look like a fetus, but all right, I'm putting that out of my mind. Let's eat.
What?
Somebody pass the bread.
That's...
Jesus!
That is sick!
Well, it isn't that sick. You're laughing.
Where's that restaurant?
It's in Beverly Hills, California. You probably can't afford it anyway. But if you ever came
really?
In, yeah, if you ever came in, all right, if you ever sold the chicken eggs and got out to California, I can tell you.
Now, what's the point of insulting the lady? All right.
Yeah.
She's sitting there. She's telling me it's sick, and she's laughing about it. So obviously,
no,
she doesn't think it's sick.
I know. I think you're sick.
Oh, I'm sick. You know.
Yeah.
Obviously, yeah. Well, I amuse you anyway.
All right. Well, look. Can we get back to the point here? The point is, I think the point is this. You know, you're not going to sell any shrimp cocktail. And if you go table to table intimidating people...
Well, I'm not going to intimidate people. I'm going to simply say to them, this is something that you need to do to fund stem cell research.
People that are going out to dinner aren't going to want to listen to that.
I got a picture here. I got a picture here of... it's an advertisement for tonight's shrimp cocktail promotion.
Yeah.
It shows a woman in an evening dress looking up from a shrimp cocktail that she's enjoying with the cocktail sauce dripping down the side of her mouth. And the caption says, good for stem cell research. Do you have any comment?
I thought I picked that picture out myself.
Why does she have cocktail sauce dripping down her face?
She's enjoying it. She's not hung up on it like you and Becky.
So do you have children?
I beg your pardon?
Do you have kids?
Yeah, I've got one son.
And how does and you bring him to the restaurant and he what does he do?
It was my son's idea, and me and as I mentioned, Chef Roberti, we got together. My son said, hey, Dad, these shrimp remind me of the fetuses that we had to dissect in biology. And I said,
oh, that's not true.
Well,
how old is your son?
My son's 23. He's in post-med. So I said to him, that gives me a great idea. I had the chef whip up a batch, and we've got some tremendous shrimp cocktail.
Well, I'm sure you do, but who's going to want to eat them?
Huh?
Who wants to eat them after
who's
you're talking
gonna
like
that? Eat that stuff? Well, you know what? I'm not coming to your restaurant, Ted, and I'm not going to eat it. And
okay, well, you can bang all the Bibles you want. You can blow up abortion clinics.
And I resent you making me some pro-life nut because I won't go in and eat your shrimp cocktail because it reminds me of a freaking fetus. Thank you very much, Becky, for your call. Here is Lori on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I believe absolutely
sure,
that he is a disgusting person. As we get into adulthood, we all learn tact and respect for life, and I think that a child wouldn't have that relationship.
Well, I have respect for life. That's why we want to help
people. But you can do it in a tactful way. I mean, I think I am all for a choice that a woman should make. And I think that it's great that we're doing this research, but we can do this in a tactful way. You can raise the money in a tactful way.
I'm not killing anything. I'm having you eat shrimp cocktails. Since when is that against the law? I don't understand.
It's not against the law. It's very distasteful.
Let me ask you something. I come to your table, Lori. You come into my restaurant with your husband. We've got a fantastic array of steaks. Would you like the shrimp cocktail? We're funding stem cell research. And
but if it represents a dead fetus, which stem cell research does not take... cells from a fetus. It's from an embryo, which has nothing to do with a fetus.
Difference. Nobody knows the difference. And I say to you, Lori, if you look at our ice-laden shrimp cocktail tray, doesn't that remind you of a miscarried fetus or something?
Why do you have to put it that way? Why do you have to say miscarried fetus?
That should be disgusting to you.
It is disgusting.
If you're a tactful, respectful human
disgusting.
Being, it should be disgusting
to you.
But
then I put it out of my mind and I say soup's on.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Well, you know, the stem cell research thing, yesterday Bush was on TV and he said that he was going to federally fund it up to a point. Ted Bell is with us from Ted's of Beverly Hills. He's a local businessman. He wants to raise money for stem cell research privately. And he's selling shrimp cocktail because it reminds him of a bloody fetus. You know, you got to be stupid if you don't think that people are going to make that connection.
Look, Phil, everybody loves shrimp cocktail. Would you agree?
Not everybody, no.
Well, most people like a shrimp cocktail or some kind of shrimp and dried butter sauce, something like that. Wouldn't you agree? Do you like shrimp?
I like shrimp. I like shrimp barbecued or something like that. But okay, let's just say that everybody likes shrimp.
So, when they order up shrimp cocktail or when you have it on the menu, you want to use it for some good. Now, I understand that a lot of people don't like the analogy between a shrimp and a fetus. But by the same token, we were thinking of using oysters because that was more readily.
Oh man!
Well, it looks more like an embryo. And
well, why? What, do you you get what I'm saying? Don't you?
I understand what you're saying. I'm saying that adults, grown-ups, are able to compartmentalize and are able to
put it out of their mind and say, "Hey, okay, it looks like a fetus, and now I think I'm going to." All right, let me ask you something, man. I won't be eating any shrimp cocktail at your restaurant. I hope you understand.
Well. Let me tell you something. Anybody that comes through the door of our restaurant tonight or this weekend will be pretty much expected to order it. And
well, you can't get people to order it. I mean, you can't make people order shrimp cocktail, especially after you compare it to a fetus.
Well, let me tell you something. When you walk up to a table full of people, especially sophisticated people, and you start saying to them, if you don't order the shrimp cocktail, you must be some kind of an abortion-killing fanatic, an abortion doctrine-killing fanatic.
You're going to say that to them, huh?
I'll do what I can, and I'll do what I have to sell the shrimp cocktail.
You're gonna come up to customers of yours? You're going to come up to people that are regulars of yours and say, do you want the shrimp cocktail?
That's exactly right.
And if you don't order it, you must be an abortion doctor-killing fanatic?
That's right. Now, let me tell you, with the oyster...
And do you think that maybe you'll get out of the evening without a bloody nose or a black eye, somebody slugging you?
And I'll own them and the Ferrari they drove in on. Now, let me tell you something. With the oyster...
Well, that's mature.
Well, it's true. Anybody lays their hand on me, I'll own their business, them, their wife, everything. Now, with the oyster idea, you'd have to suck the oyster out of the shell, but we thought that was a little gross. You see what I'm saying?
You mean like an abortion?
Yeah. Look, all we're trying to do is...
Yeah, raise money for stem cell research. 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. His restaurant is Ted's of Beverly Hills in Beverly Hills. And the phone number over there is 213-251-3189. Right, Ted?
That is correct. If you want to make a reservation, you can call right in and talk to Tony. He's at the Mater D desk tonight.
All right, let me go to a phone call here. This is Ty on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Ty?
Hello?
Go ahead.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Well, you know, I really don't agree with what this guy's doing here. I mean, he's in the right place talking about it. He's talking bad about Bible thumpers and all this good stuff.
Well, you know, all I'm saying is you could be anything you want. You come into my restaurant, you order the shrimp cocktail.
Listen, doll, okay. I understand
about... I'm not
going to
have a long discussion about it.
Hey, hold on.
You can thump all
you
the Bibles you want.
You need to listen to people, too.
Look, you can shoot you can shoot as many doctors as you want.
Don't make those assumptions, okay?
I don't want to shoot people.
You don't?
Okay?
But you
no,
do anyway, huh? In the name of Jesus. Now, what I...
Just shut up and let her talk.
You know what? That was just rude, hon. Okay? That is
you know
not
something,
right.
Hon? When you come into the restaurant, sweetheart, and you order the shrimp cocktail, hon... I want you to imagine yourself dropping a fetus down your gullet. Okay, hon?
That's
oh,
not very
so
nice
now you're...
No, it isn't very nice, sweetheart, is it?
No, it's
bet
not.
You all
listen,
down there.
I know how
why
it is to sell food. I'm going
barbecue.
To school to be a chef, so I understand this.
You're going to school
okay?
to be a what?
A chef.
Well, how much schooling does it take to make grits?
Okay
look at, you know...
You
what's that, what's
it.
That, sugar?
You what? Don't respect food.
I love
respect.
Food. I own a restaurant, okay?
But you don't respect
look, I'm
it.
Not out back with a kettle barbecue, you know, throwing a couple of catfish on it. I got a restaurant. And it...
Will you shut up and let her finish?
Exactly.
She's not saying anything.
Thank you.
You're not saying
you
anything.
Know, I'm trying to, but you're being
well,
very
you know what,
rude.
Well, you
want
to get to it here?
Just...
Okay, come on, because I got some shrimp cocktail to put on ice. We got a big night planned.
Go ahead, man. You do your thing.
All right, Ty, so you didn't
have
it.
A good...
Forget it. You probably won't.
No.
Yeah.
Bye.
bug off. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
This is the Phil Hendry Show.
You know, I was just thinking yesterday, what happened to Chandra Levy? Where's she at? Did they find her yet? Haven't you? Aren't you still looking for her, all you folks out there that were concerned about her safety and well-being and her, this poor girl, this poor manipulator? Where is, there's nobody, I don't hear anybody talking about it anymore. Come on, let's go out and find her. Come on, let's go. Let's go get her. Let's talk about it. Let's get pissed off at Gary Conant. Oh, you mean we can't do that anymore because it's probably, he's probably got nothing to do with it? Is that it? Come on! You're all so upset about it. Let's go get Chandra Levy.
Well, we can't do that now. She's dead. She's gone.
Oh, is she? Really?
Yeah. She's dead.
You mean she was dead right after they figured out Conant had nothing to do with it? Is that it?
That's got nothing to do with what I was saying. It's likely that she's gone.
Oh, so we'll just forget about her then, shall we?
Well, we have to move on. There's other issues.
Yes, there are other issues, aren't there? What those might be is anybody's guess, but I'm sure we can phony up something to get worried about, right? You see, now that Condit's clear of this thing, all of a sudden all these people who are wringing their hands about this poor missing girl, they don't care anymore, do they? She's gone. And now her mom, her poor mother, is doing what a lot of these folks do who lose a kid. Now she's starting a support group, and she's starting a center, and she's starting a this, and she's starting a that, and she's got a website. And this is part of dealing with losing a kid or losing someone that you love. You got to find out who's to blame, and you got to make sure it never happens again, and you got to put yourself into some work to get your mind off of the fact that you'll never see your kid again, and you're grieving, and you're in pain, and everything. And so, they generally do this. I'm not putting it down. This is a function of getting through it, getting over it. And if there's one other thing that has dawned on the Levys, is that all of the people that were probably peppering them with phone calls and telegrams and emails, talking about how concerned they were, that's probably come to a grinding halt. Notice how, Mr. and Mrs. Levy, with all due respect, you notice how nobody really is all that interested in you anymore, are they? Because they never really were interested in you or your daughter. They were interested in this guy Condit, and this guy's as clean as a baby's hind end, man. He's free and clear. He is free. He's white. He's 53. Boy, that's bad, isn't it? Thank God I ain't 53. I am 49. I can feel the hot breath of death on my neck. Don't worry about it. Speaking of death, no, but seriously, yeah, when you're 49, you're 49. You know, what are you? No, it's going to happen to me very soon, probably. I'm getting old, man. That's just where it is. You know, yeah. Everybody's going to get there. It's cool. Not bothering me. But I was talking to a friend of mine who flew jets in Vietnam. He said something really interesting to me today. He said to me, man, the number of people that I smoke, because I was talking to him about some mafia hitman that I'd been reading about on the website, and the mafia and hit guys, and these guys go out and kill and everything. He says, geez, you know, you talk about the mafia. He says, the people that I killed, he says, there's no way I'm getting into heaven. I said, really? He says, oh, yeah. He says, there's no way I'm getting to heaven. Now, this guy flew jets in Vietnam, and he dropped napalm. He says, I remember napalming this guy on the river. I remember seeing a guy in a boat, and we dropped this jelly on him, and I could see the boat on fire. He says, I ain't going to heaven. I said, now that's bullcrap, because there's got to be some special place. If you believe in heaven and you believe in God and all of that nonsense, and it isn't nonsense, by the way, because most people do, even when they say they don't. If you believe in all of that, then you believe that there is a special place in heaven for warriors, wouldn't you think? Because their heads are all messed up. They're told, go kill. The greater good of society depends on it. and they look at the greater society and they say, well, everybody's counting on me. Yeah, okay, I guess I like living here. It's pretty nice. I'll go and do. Or maybe I don't like living here. It really sucks, but maybe if I go out and I kill, it'll get better for me. And a lot of times it does in societies that are warrior-oriented like that, like the Japanese in World War II or the whatever, I don't know, you know, the samurai tradition. Warriors are, I said, there's got to be a place because it's a morally confusing place to be. And so I'm talking to Mike, and my friend is, well, I don't know, it's bull crap. You know, it's fine. I don't know. I smoke too many people. I ain't going to heaven. So I'm talking to Mike about it. Mike says, yeah, I think you're right, Phil. I think there is a special place, except for mafia hitmen. They're going to go to hell. I said, why? They're soldiers, too, in their society. They go out and do what they're told to do in order to keep their society afloat. And it was your response, was it not, when you said, yeah, but that society, the mafia, is not sanctioned by the greater society. I said, who sanctions us? Now I got the Bible all figured out, because there's got to be a buck's got to stop someplace. See what I'm saying? In other words, this is all a bunch of bullcrap. We're going out and we're killing all kinds of gooks, shooting up all kinds of ragheads. We make ourselves feel better by saying that we're morally in the right. Well, who, and where did you get that, where'd you get that idea that we're morally in the right? Well, because it says so in the Constitution. Yeah, but that's just because we said it. Who sanctioned it? Well, the Bible. Ah, yes. And you got to make that Bible as, I mean, as just as firm as a rock. Otherwise, if it gives a little bit, then there is just, there's nothing. What am I, why did you get me to talk about this? I don't want to talk about this. Come on, Schaefer, you're the producer. You better start giving me some input right now. Why am I talking about this? I'm talking about God, the Bible, mortality, and smoking some guy in a sampan on a river in Vietnam. Now, what is that? What is that all about as we just parade our way into the day here? Schaefer says, but you got to talk about that. It was a conversation I had with this, you know, this great guy that I knew, that I still know. Why? Because I told you the Grim Reaper is breathing down my... There's been a lot of stuff going on. Hey, let me tell you something. I don't bring my problems to the radio much. And we've had some news in our family that has been very profoundly sad over the last couple of days. I ain't going to tell you what it is, because I don't bring this crap to the radio. We've had some really tough news. So I started thinking, wow, I'm 49. Going to be 50 next year. Yeah. All downhill, baby. Big free fall. Death. And I know you don't think it's going to happen to you. I know. But I think it's going to happen to me. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm the only guy that's going to die. All the rest of you guys will live forever. But we got this news, and now all of a sudden I'm just thinking about that crap. So then I was talking to What's-His-Face, and that's how I got into that. And I don't know where else to go with it. What do you want me to say? You want to get into a religious rap? What about, you know... I'm not Christian. I'm not religious. I'm not particularly against it. I'm not particularly, you know, I believe in God. I'm not going to try to sell you on it. I got to. Otherwise, if I croak and I'm not here, does anybody conceive of not being here? My old man used to say, when he croaked, that's it. That's the end. It was a blank slate. There's not going to be anything after that. And then as I got to know my father more, I knew he was full of crap, and he was just saying that to get a... I don't know what he really believed. It's difficult to believe for me. I think that I'm immortal, but I ain't going to keep going in this body. I think is what I'm saying. Oh, God, is that boring. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. What else we got, Mike? It's boring me to death. Religion bores the crap out of me. And to talk about it on the radio, the last day, what else have we got? Give me something. I got to talk about my damn mortality on the air. I don't know why I'm not responding well to this. I don't want to talk about it. There's been too much crap happening. I don't want to... Weight Watchers? You want me to talk about my diet? The whole reason why I'm on a diet is so I won't die. There you go. I just tied that one in. You know, let me tell you something. You know, crap happens to people, and everybody has got a life. Some lives may be tougher than others, but I really don't even subscribe to that thing. I think everybody's life is tough, equally. It's like poor people knocking rich people and saying, man, if I had all that money, if you had all that money, you wouldn't know what to do with it, Ace. It's like a poor guy who looks down his nose at a rich guy as somehow being morally corrupt because he must have stole his way into those riches. Well, sure he did, some of it. I mean, every nickel that we all earn, at some point along the way, we probably stole some of it. We probably got away with sleeping through the job one day or two. That's just the rich guy does it on a bigger scale, that's all. But you can't tell me just because you're poor, you're honest. It could mean you're stupid. And by the same token, you can't tell me just because you're rich, you worked hard for it. Now what am I talking about? Anyway, as a result of that, everybody's life is tough, okay? So when we got this little bit of bad news in our family, I said, well, I'll file that away and we'll move on from there because I'm not going to sit here and get anybody boo-hoo in the tears. The only way you'll ever hear me talking about any really bad stuff that happens in our family is like somebody croaks that I really cared about. And then maybe I'll give you some details on that. But I'm not going to come in here and spill my guts about that stuff. That's just not the way that I am. It's none of your freaking business either. How about that? Let's get back to Chandra Levy. That is our business. Who wants to go out and start looking for? I'm leading the search party right now. Let's go. Hey! Nobody? Isn't that interesting? Let's go up there and stand on the street outside the office and start screaming at what a bunch of whores and what a bunch of prostitutes are working in Condit's office, huh? Oh, you mean nobody cares anymore? People don't give a... They don't care about Chandra Levy anymore. Because you know what? We move on, don't we, folks? You got it. And we move on to new news, don't we? You got it. Unless, of course, it's your kid that goes missing, then you're going to want me to care about that, won't you? Your kid goes missing, you're going to be screaming it from the rooftops. You're going to be howling and wailing and whining, and you're going to want everybody in the world to come looking for your kid. Well, guess what? We're going to get bored with that one, too. Just like the poor Levy's up there, they're finally learning the facts of life the hard way. Nobody cares. Now, has John Walsh found her yet? That guy better get on it right now. Get that Walsh guy on it. I don't want to see him doing any houseboat parties. I don't want to see any more pictures of him in the Inquirer with any chicks. I want that guy in that Levy case. And what about those people in the apartment that wouldn't say anything to the cops? You know what you do? You take those battering rams, you know, that they use in drug houses, and you bust down their door, and you grab them by the throat, and you say, have you got anything to say? You know, there's some radio hosts that would beat that Chandra Levy thing to death because their ratings depend on it, but not this show. All right, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show website is up and running, philhendryshow.com. Now go on over to philhendryshow.com today and take a look at our Phil Hendry Polls America poll. Today's question is, who is worse for society, a preacher in the name of Jesus scamming money from the people or the dumbass that gives him the money? Well, let's check and see how you guys have voted so far today on our web poll. And look at that. The dumbass that gives him the money is far and away worse for society than the preacher that scams the money, 61% to 39%. If that's true, if that's what you guys really think, then how come you're always giving crap to Jimmy Swaggart and cats like that? Swaggart's my freaking hero. What do you think of that? All right, check it out, philhendryshow.com.